This is Speaking of Writers. I'm Steve Richards. The book is Desolation Part One. The author is William Covey, based in Los Angeles, and he joins me now. Welcome to this program.
Good day, Steve. Glad to talk to you.
So, Bill, where did the idea for this first book, it is a trilogy, come from?
I've been reading about climate change. I've worked, of course, in the Arctic Circle up in the Prudhoe Bay, 131 below zero, and I've worked in Death Valley, 130 degrees above zero. So when I was reading, I looked at the revelation in the Bible, and it says some things, and then I've read Edgar Cayce books, and I looked at it, and I said, no, that's interesting. So years later, I wanted to write a book that was entertaining and, you know, had something to do with our the way we're destroying the planet. So that's how I came up with the first idea, and then it just developed as I went along, Steve.
Bill, how did you come up with the title for your book, Desolation?
Well, I looked at words, and desolation means pretty much a complete destruction of something, you know, really, and that's how I came up with the name.
There are three main characters in this first book, Desolation Part One. Which of the characters do you relate to the most and why?
Well, Rabbi Raboy, he's from Tel Aviv, Israel. I relate to him the much because he's the one that visits the Aborigines and he visits the American Navajo Indians. So he's the main character that's getting around that meets the other ones. Okay.
How did you create these characters?
Now, that's interesting. Rabbi Raboy went to doctor school with a Raboy, and he lives from Tel Aviv, so I used his name. And the Yerawala, that's a name I picked out of the Aborigines. It's a common name there. And then I live in Arizona, it's my original state. And we're very, a lot of Indian tribes there. But the Navajo, I got to know them well. So I used Danny Begay. Begay is a common Indian name. So I picked those three different people because they are the only group of people that people has tried to genocide their races for hundreds of years. And somehow the Jewish people and the American Indians and the Aborigines have survived this onslaught over the last hundreds of years to get rid of them. That's how.
Bill, if you could meet these characters, what would you say to them?
Well, it'd be kind of awkward, you know, the American Indians, I know what to say to them. I'd go up and, you know, and look at their life and understand their troubles and ask them, how are they able to maintain with all of this? And the same with the Jewish people, they've been, you know, their history. And the Aborigines, I'd go up there and ask them, how do you survive in such a desolate world like, you know, Australia is?
Which part of the book did you have the hardest time writing?
Well, when they first started traveling, this Rabbi Raboy, he had a mission. He was chosen to go to Australia. Now, this is kind of strange, but I'll say best I can. They do circumcision in the Jewish area at 8 days old, is what I understood. Well, they do it when you're about 12 to 16 years old in Australia. So he had a commission from his group to go there and study why they do the circumcision of the young men and their traditions and everything. So that's what started the book, him going out and going to Australia to meet the Yerawala, the grandfather of the young sons that were going to be circumcised. And he wanted to see, you know, how their procedures was.
Bill Covey is my guest here on Speaking of Writers. The book is Desolation, Part One. Bill, what perspectives or beliefs have you challenged with this work?
Well, first of all, we have a climate change going on. Now, I don't know if man caused it or if just it's a natural phenomena or if it's the sun's calling in it or what, the cosmos. But learning about these people's cultures and how they live, Rabbi Raboy runs into a lot of chaos because the earth, we start with this T-Asian war over glacier milk. Glacier milk keeps you from catching cancer and lets you live to be about 100 years old. So it is a very important mineral from the Himalayas.
Chatting with Bill Covey here on Speaking of Writers, Desolation Part One. is his book. It is available at Amazon.com. You have a sequel, part two of this trilogy. Can you share a tiny bit about your plans for it and what it's about?
Well, I'll have to end a little bit of book one ends where the nuclear blast has messed up our protective atmosphere magnetic barrier. And gamma rays are coming through at different little like tornado spots, and it turns stuff to molecular dust. Rabbi Raboy was out of his house and he ducked and he saw one hit coming where his family was at. And as he ducked down in, it hit his home and nothing was left but just air, molecular dust. And the book ends there. The book two starts where he comes up and he does found his family survived that burst. But half of the town he lived in was just vanished. It would look like nothing had ever built there before. And this is the beginning of book two. Now we're starting to get rid of the acid rain that burns the ground up. Now we're starting to get into earth changes where the gamma rays are coming through, starting volcanic actions, where volcanoes and land shifts and different things start moving around through book two. So it's starting to get ready to live on planet Earth, starting to get very rough in book two.
What part of book one, Desolation Part One, was the most fun to write?
Well, when they went to the circumcisions, they had the Aborigines would take their clothes off and paint themselves with white and yellow ochre. Then they dance around in a big dance. And he's all sitting there, you know. He goes, "What? This is crazy. You know, you got to dance around." But his wife's telling him, "Well, I'm going to join it." So she gets out with the women and they do their dance procedures. And so he had to do it too. So it was like she was laughing at him, you know, dancing around. Looked like a crazy person with a bunch of yellow painted all over him spots. It was kind of fun. Afterwards, they kind of laughed. But if you're going to join a ritual and really learn, you have to actually participate with the group that's doing it. And he did. So it was kind of fun.
Did you always know that you were a pretty good storyteller?
Well, I don't know if I was or not, but my grandfather, Covey, he told a bunch of stories about gold mines. Then my grandfather, McCord, he told even greater stories. He was such a great storyteller that my uncle said when he'd come over for his friends to play with him, my grandfather would start telling stories, and they didn't want to play. They wanted to hear the stories. So I probably inherited from both of them how to write stories, and it's one of those DNA things, maybe. I'm not sure, Steve.
Desolation Part One is out now. It's available at Amazon.com. The author, William Covey, and Part Two is done. When can we expect Part Two to be out?
I'm not really sure what the book publishers are going to do. I think they have a big meeting in March or something in London, and we want to see which direction they want to go. That's what the agents are telling me. So I'm not really sure what's happening at this point in time.
And you're working on part three too.
Yes. Part three, it's about one third done now. How to end it, showing that the world does not look like it does, that we live on the plants, the animals, the land's moved out of place. We have a lot of mutations. We have a new types of animals that are getting formed because of the radiation and all the volcano, you know, a lot of things going on. So how to make that without, I'm not an evolutionist, but to make stuff evolve due to man's destructive forces on planet Earth that we live in now, I'm trying to figure out how to end it with a happy ending for the next generation of mankind to survive in.
He's William Covey. The book out now is Desolation Part One, again, available at Amazon. Bill, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, sir, for your time. And I think they're going to start republishing this book from part one again and try to make the series be in a sequel so people can get one right after the other.
And this is Speaking of Writers.